Title: What Employers Need to Know About California's New COVID-19 Supplemental Paid Sick Leave Law. Content: On September 19, 2020, California's new law requiring large employers to provide employees with COVID-19 Supplemental Paid Sick Leave, CSPSL, becomes effective. The new CSPSL requirement will be codified as Labor Code Section 248.1 and was enacted via Assembly Bill, AB, 1867, which Governor Newsom signed into law on September 9, 2020. In addition to addressing other leave and COVID-19-related items, AB 1867 also codified the existing CSPSL requirements for certain food sector workers under Executive Order and 51-20 as new Labor Code Section 248. In an effort to get employers up to speed on both Section 248 and 248.1, the Division of Labor Standards Enforcement, DLSE, published its responses to frequently asked questions on the new requirement to provide CSPSL. This article briefly summarizes the key requirements of the new CSPSL law for non-food sector workers and identifies specific issues that employers in California should attend to as they hastily roll out the leave to employees. Key requirements of Labor Code Section 248.1 applicable employers. Section 248.1 is California's attempt to make extended paid sick leave available to employees who were ineligible for such leave under the Federal Families First Coronavirus Response Act, FFCRA. Thus, the new law applies to private hiring entities with 500 or more employees nationwide. It also covers certain healthcare providers and emergency responders who were not required to provide leave under the FFCRA, regardless of the size of the employer. Eligible employees. Although Section 248.1 covers all persons employed by the hiring entity, CSPSL is only available if an employee leaves the person's home or other place of residence to perform work for the person's hiring entity. In other words, CSPSL is not available to employees who exclusively work remotely. The DLSE did not provide any additional guidance on whether requiring an employee to come into the office for paperwork or on some other limited basis qualifies an employee for CSPSL. However, if an employee must leave their home to perform any work for the employer on September 19, 2020 or later, it is presumable the employee is eligible for CSPSL. Additionally, the DLSE has advised that, unlike CSPSL for food sector workers, CSPSL for non-food sector workers does not apply to independent contractors. Effective date: employers must provide CSPSL to eligible employees as of September 19, 2020. Because California intended the new law to complement the FFCRA, it also is set to expire on December 31, 2020. However, if the federal government extends the coverage date for the FFCRA, then California's CSPSL will be extended to the same end date. Notably, if the law expires while an employee is taking CSPSL, the employee can finish taking the amount of leave they are entitled to receive. Covered reasons: CSPSL is only available to employees who are subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19. Advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine or self-isolate due to concerns related to COVID-19, and/or prohibited from working by the company due to health concerns related to the potential transmission of COVID-19. Therefore, CSPSL is only available in connection with an employee's own health or exposure. Unlike the FFCRA or many local supplemental paid sick leave ordinances, CSPSL is not available to employees who must care for children whose schools or childcare close for COVID-19-related reasons. Available amount of leave: an employee is entitled to 80 hours of CSPSL if considered full-time or if the employee worked or was scheduled to work, on average, at least 40 hours per week in the 2 weeks preceding the leave. Part-time employees with a regular weekly schedule are entitled to CSPSL equal to the total number of hours they are normally scheduled to work over 2 weeks. However, if a part-time employee's scheduled hours vary, the employee is entitled to 14 times the average number of hours the employee worked each day in the 6 months preceding the leave. If a part-time employee who works variable hours has worked fewer than 6 months but more than 14 days, the employee is eligible for CSPSL in the amount of 14 times the average number of hours for the same period. Employees who have worked for 14 days or fewer are entitled to CSPSL equal to